News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
The primary education system is creaking at the seams with soaring COVID transmission levels. That's according to a new snapshot survey by the INTO this morning. And their General Secretary, John Boyle, joins us now. John, what did you find in your survey?
Shane, startling figures. This time last year, you might recall, we had to make an intervention. So last week, we decided that we wanted to find out how many staff members had COVID. And that's something we haven't really been able to find out. For example, in the last year, we only found out that there were 110 staff over the 30 school weeks tested positive because we only got the results from the mass testing that was done in schools. And that mass testing, of course, and all the other public health supports had been stripped out of schools at the end of September. So there was about four teachers per week last year testing positive, but in the 2 weeks that we surveyed, there were 605. Then we found another startling figure that in this quarter of the schools who responded, on 3,700 occasions since midterm break, there was no teacher to cover a class. So another teacher had to come in from another part of the school, the principal teacher perhaps, or a special education teacher, yeah, or an English language teacher. And, you know, that can't continue. So we have a lot of solutions that we want to talk to the department about in relation to the substitution. There's a lot of teachers actually working for the department directly, school inspectors, curriculum coordinators, working with the department. And we have a lot of student teachers in their third and fourth year. We feel maybe 500 of those per week should be released between now and midterm break in February to try and deal with the crisis.
Right, the startling figures. Now, I suppose the argument is there's startling figures everywhere. I think we've had, in the first 2 weeks of November, in the general population, I think we had well over 52,000 cases of COVID. How do they compare with the general population?
I have to say that, yeah, the figures you mentioned there, you know, more recently it's up to about 54,000, and one in six of those would be children between the ages of 5 and 12. And our figures compared like those, really, to be honest. Now, it's obviously different in different parts of the country. It was higher, for example, in Waterford than it was in Kerry, but, you know, that's...
Yeah, sure, it's higher in Waterford. It's higher in Waterford at the moment across all ranges of the population.
Yeah. Now, on the other hand, Shane, you know, the Taoiseach said last week that for every person who has COVID, that there's, you know, one and a half who are asymptomatic. So the danger here is that whilst there's 9,000 children now this week, in the last fortnight had COVID, that there could be up to 13 or 14,000 children with COVID in schools who are asymptomatic. And, you know, there was a way of finding out about those things up until the 27th of September, but those supports were stripped out. And we believe that a lot of the supports have to be reinstated. We have a list of...
Right, but you know the downside of that, John. It meant that all these kids, there was tens of thousands of kids out of school. And the health authorities, who are the experts in this, let's stress that, they say the risk of onward transmission from undetected asymptomatic cases within the school setting remains low. I mean, do we not have to listen to the experts on this?
Oh, no, we do, Shane. And you know what the experts have been saying, and government ministers, including Minister Foley, in the last week, they've been saying that there were 12 outbreaks in schools. Now, they can't know how many outbreaks there were in schools because they're not checking. They haven't done any checking in primary schools for nearly 2 months. So our survey shows that there's a major crisis. The solutions here are to put back in proper public health supports. Obviously, antigen testing are coming next week. That might be a help, better late than never. We also feel that there should be more focus on ventilation. You know, a lot of classrooms don't have CO2 monitors in primary, and we don't have any filtration systems in the air. There's so much more that can be done, and we want to intervene now to make sure that schools can stay open for the rest of the year. We did that last year. Quite successful, 30 weeks we were open. We don't want to hear anybody talking about school closures. But the fact of the matter is that there's more children at home now with COVID this week than what they were going home back in September because they were close contacts. It's really out of control. 9,000 young children at home tested positive with COVID. It's just
We're in the worst of the pandemic, John. Like, you're making it sound like it's just school children. Like, the whole country is like that at the moment. You haven't mentioned masks, by the way. Do you still want to see masks introduced for primary school children?
In the middle of August, Hickwood did a report into the mask wearing and the age restriction on it, which is currently age 12. And at that time, they stated in the report that they had been giving consideration to mask wearing for children in fifth and sixth class, and that they would look at it again in 5 or 6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks within the start of the school year. Now we're in week 11, and we still have no evidence that they've looked at it. So we're asking for them to look at it. We know that in France and Italy that the masks are mandatory. I don't expect that that's going to happen here in Ireland, to be honest with you. But nevertheless, I think it's time maybe that there was a little bit more encouragement. Parents are actually voting with their feet on this one when they hear that there are confirmed cases and outbreaks in schools locally, because they can't hear it from public health anymore. They have to hear it through the grapevine. They are asking, that particularly the older children, to wear masks, and children are doing it. And I think it is an additional protection, and it was proven to be last year among the adult population. So yeah, these are all things that have become...
Can I pick you up on something you said about them not knowing the number of outbreaks? I mean, they know statistically. I mean, they know the age of the cases. So they know if kids are a primary school age. So they are able to assess the situation.
Shane, 605 primary school teachers tested positive in the last 2 weeks. Thousands of children have tested positive.
That's 2% of... Is that 2% of teachers, John? I just want to check those, because it's very hard for people to know. You know, 605 samples. That's about 2% of teachers, isn't it?
It would be from this survey. So if you take it that a quarter of the...
Can I put it to you, that's not out of sync? Can I put it to you that given the age profile of primary school teachers, that's actually not really out of sync with the general population? That's probably roughly the level of cases in the general population.
I'm not suggesting at all that the figures are out of sync, but I am saying that they are startling figures from the point of view that so many of these teachers are not being covered. So many of these children are missing school. We don't want to see children missing school. We don't want to see them contracting COVID-19. The fact of the matter is that it's happening. We're looking at solutions here, Shane, and the solutions have to come from the Department of Education and Public Health. Public Health have abandoned the school sector and primary, as you know. And when you hear of 12 outbreaks in the last fortnight, it cannot be true. 12 outbreaks, when you look at our figures here, and I could name you 12 schools locally here in South Dublin where there have been outbreaks.
Okay.
The reason
we're
not hearing about this is because it's not been reported.
All right. Well, John Boyle, General Secretary of the INTO, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
I find that a really worrying conversation, Shane. Anything... In my view, because I think everything we do during COVID needs to have a risk-benefit sort of assessment done on it. And the benefit to children of schools is off the charts, immeasurably important in their lives. We would have 8-year-olds in this country very soon that have spent nearly a quarter of their lives living under peculiar restrictions that affect their educational and social development. Schools have to stay open and functioning.
And to be fair, Ciara, John Boyle did say that. He wasn't calling for schools to be closed, to be fair to him. We should say that.
A significant worry, though. Whatever has to be done to keep them up and running has to be done. They are, in my view, as essential as hospitals or many other services that we call essential services.
53106 at a cost of 30 cents. Let us know your views on this.